We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Maybe Jad can dig up Locomotive before the show is over. Let people who aren't exactly familiar with Guns N' Roses set list. I don't know, why would it take 26 years for them to perform that? Any idea?
I don't know for sure. I saw that.
It's a great
item.
Song. It's on one of the Use Your Illusion.
Two?
Okay.
I believe, yeah.
Anyway. I digress.
Well, don't digress too far.
All right. Hey, KUK State, perfect time for their bye week. They kind of both, not regressed.
I think K-State has, I think that the bloom is off that rose, mm-hmm. and they have been kind of, they are who they are offensively. They're challenged, and they've got some real issues to find creativity on that side of the football. Defensively, that's a pretty good football team. I think that they're going to be in a lot of games if their defense doesn't put them out of it. That pick six in the ball game last weekend obviously was pretty ill-timed. Of course, when aren't they? But anyway... and Kansas has one of those – Kansas kind of comes and goes in ebb and flow, don't they? I mean, they'll look competitive, and then they're – and then all of a sudden they're bad, and then they're competitive. So I'm not sure that Les Miles doesn't have them going at least in the right direction. I think they're challenged a little bit talent-wise. But, you know, they play hard, and they play with – a level of competitiveness that I think is probably mandatory for them to continue to build the type of program that they're going to do step by step. It's going to be a painstaking process. But I will say this. I think that the game in Lawrence between the two could be interesting.
I 100% agree with that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I found a tweet and then lost it. Kellis Robinette was involved in it, K-State's beat reporter for Kansas.com and KansasCity.com. But there was a chart of explosive plays, mm-hmm. however you want to define them, 20 yards, 30 yards, and 50 yards.
20 yards plus, right, sure.
And K-State was way down at the bottom as far as explosive plays. And I know... And we both know, and I think even K-Staters know, that they're not built to do that necessarily, uh-huh. and they are built to play from in front and not from behind. And maybe they're a little behind when it comes to explosive plays, playing like that, because this is an explosive time in college football. But if you got to grind it out and you got to have a – sustained drive every single time you have the ball, and you know you don't have that quick strike ability, something's got to change.
Well, they've got a very narrow margin for success. Kansas State can play successful football because they've got in their baseline, they've got a fairly good defensive they've got a good defensive philosophy and good defensive execution, and that's rare in college football, but they seem to have that. And they've got enough case study now over the course of five games that I think that you can look at them defensively and say, okay, I can count on this. So they may still give up some points, but I can generally count on this. But you're absolutely right, offensively. And this is where you look at them and you think, okay, in a, they've got a quarterback that's never really been overly productive at this level. They found a running game by hook and crook, for God's sakes. They literally had, you know, they didn't have scholarship running backs in this program with this coaching staff coming in. So they kind of begged, borrowed to get a running game. Their offensive line seems pretty solid, but they don't have explosive players on the edges in the receiving game. They don't have a quarterback that delivers it that way. And so they're pretty contingent on a running game that if you don't get out in front, you can't utilize the way that you want to, because it's all about controlling the clock, down and distance, this type of thing. And Kansas State, over the last couple of weeks, hasn't been in games like that where they can really utilize it. So that's an issue.
And honestly, that sounds quite a bit like Kansas, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think that Carter Stanley is the better quarterback, but...
Well, it comes and goes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Cap, the max for Carter Stanley seems to be about 245 through the air, which is nothing to write home about in today's
college football.
And Puka Williams on the ground.
Right.
So, you know, these are pretty similar teams, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
And far as they're a little challenged. They're not going to pop one on you very often. Now that Khalil Herbert's gone, he had the longest rush of the season for KU. The next longest run was that long touchdown by Velton Gardner in the garbage time against TCU.
Yeah.
You know, right. Puka's longest run's only been 36 so far. So when they do meet up, I think it'll come down to the last possession. KU and K-State.
Yeah, I don't think there's much to choose from between the two. Let me ask you the question in a broader sense. Who would you rather be right now? Would you rather be K-State, or would you rather be KU in the grand scheme of things?
Oh, man.
It's a tough one. I don't know if there's a clear-cut answer.
I think they're exactly even as far as athletes, what they got coming, style of play. I assume... Well, while you were gone, Jacob and I talked about the offensive coordinator firing that Les Miles did Sunday morning, which, okay, you know, your program, if that's what you think the answer is, okay. But as Jacob and I talked about Monday, the reason why Les got fired at LSU was lack of offense,
yes.
Lack of imagination, you know, didn't exactly stay up with the times. But we know he loves to run the ball and run play action. But doesn't K-State, isn't that how K-State's built too?
Of course. Absolutely.
These are two teams.
If you've watched North Dakota State at all, there's your template right there.
Two teams that are just okay offensively and don't really get very loose with the ball as far as going no huddle and let's go quick, let's quick strike. I think they're exactly the same program right this second. And I don't know who I'd rather be, honestly. And that's not necessarily a slam to either, but they're just they're just right here on the baseline, just on the cusp of both.
First year programs, two coaches with high degrees of success in relative senses at different levels, but two coaches that have championship pedigrees, two coaching staffs, I think, that know how to get things done. I think that that's pretty clear. Two programs who have probably are a little lacking or more maybe a lot lacking in talent, winning, sustainable talent. Kansas State's got a better infrastructure. Their facilities and their infrastructure is better than KU's, but KU will catch up. That's something that I think that is fairly clear. Jeff Long will work hard on that. He's done it before. He'll do it again. And Les Miles certainly knows what needs to happen there. But I would agree. I don't think that there's much to choose from. And that's not a slam on either program.
Right, right. It's not like they're both on the cusp of going 0-12.
No, absolutely not. And that's not a statement of, you know, they're the caboose in the Big 12. That they are swimming in a pool that is fairly broad, not particularly deep. That is the middle and back end of the Big 12, and it's all kind of interchangeable. I mean, K-State could get there, you know, maybe I think both of them could get there within the next year or two. And be, you know, very comfortable in that league. But right now, I think both of them have got, you know, KU obviously has challenges because KU's had challenges forever, and K-State's got some challenges. But Shane, they're the same challenges they had when Bill Snyder was there over the last couple of years. Offensively, it just has been a team that can't compete.
Yeah.
At least not in the Big 12.
These are two programs in the Big 12 that have, I don't want to say haven't adapted, but in some ways they kind of haven't offensively.
Well, they don't look like any, they don't, I mean, who else in the Big 12 looks like Kansas and Kansas State?
Oklahoma State with a lot better running back.
Oh my God, yeah,
I guess,
absolutely.
You know,
yeah,
if you want to go there, but.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of LSU and Les Miles, LSU is going to be involved in the game of the week this weekend. Number 7, Florida. Number 5, LSU. You got the SEC's top scoring defense in Florida and the nation's top scoring offense in LSU. Who would have ever thought we'd have said that? LSU is leading the country in points, nearly 55 a game. They've scored 273 points this season, most through 5 games by any school in SEC history.
The SEC has changed so much in their offensive philosophy, and LSU is the classic example of it. Alabama is a pretty good example of it too. If you really have paid attention to the evolution at Alabama, I mean, they throw the ball all over, you know, mm-hmm. Bear Bryant's half acre, for God's sakes. So
and they get such a reputation for being in the trenches and linebackers and churning out NFL talent from there. But, yeah, they also, by the way, score 60 on you, you know, in no time at all.
Across the board. I mean, Mississippi State's not very dynamic offensively. Florida's not tremendously dynamic offensively. But Georgia, Alabama, LSU, Texas A&M has a lot of very strong spread components that they do. I mean, you know, it's talk about changing with the times. The SEC, which has kind of always been, whether you like it or not, the gold standard in college football, has changed with the times pretty convincingly. And now you've got, not only do you have tremendous defenses, but you've got really strong offenses down there as well. It's a when is there a game in the SEC that you can afford to miss every week? Every single week, somebody in the SEC is playing a game that you've got to pay attention to.
Well, besides
pretty
that,
good stuff.
Besides that one, you've got A&M and Alabama.
Yeah.
They're also playing this week. How about Joe Burrow being LSU's version of Jorge Soler? The single season.
Good way to put it. Yeah.
The single season school touchdown passing record at LSU is 28.
Yeah.
Set by Matt Mock and Jamarcus Russell. Joe Burrow has 22 through 5 games. That's already the third most in a season in LSU history. So that 36 home run plateau by Steve Balboni that stood for 30 years and then was eclipsed by 2. Mike Moustakas 2 years ago was 38. Their 38 home run total, the Royals I'm talking about, is pretty much the equivalent of LSU's single season passing touchdown record, which is only 28. It's amazing. And Joe Burrow has finally come along and given LSU a quarterback. He's only 6 touchdowns away from the single season record 5 games into the season. That's probably the big one. Plus, we got the Red River game, Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah, that's I'm looking forward to it. You know, you mentioned Burrow at Joe Burrow at LSU. Think about that. May be the proudest football tradition with virtually no name quarterbacks that I can possibly think of.
Yep.
Just I challenge our listeners out there to come up with 3 quarterbacks who have, now I know you're going to come up with Zach Mettenberger, who had ties to Butler County right up the road, and Jamarcus Russell, who's right, who's one of the great busts in NFL history. But seriously, when you stop and think about the quarterback position at LSU, who do you come away with? And I'm talking about all the way back to the day, Billy Cannon and, you know, those generations. LSU's been good for a long, long time. But who the hell do you think of when you think about a quarterback at LSU?
Stop.
You'd sit there trying. If you had to name 5, you might be sitting there for a while. Anyway, so it goes. Stay with us. Syndio Twitter question coming up next, courtesy of our friends from Syndio. Syndio HRO, your HR experts in town. Back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.